This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Portion of the Good Day program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, cars, you name it. They've got protection on the road and in the water. You can save a lot of money. Check it out, 800-PROGRESSIVE. I think more people go to progressive.com, which is A-OK as well. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here on the Good Day program. Good news from the retail department. Federal government has got their head up their butt. As usual, I want to slow the economy down. Well, retail sales bounced back last month, showing month-to-month and year-to-year growth. National Retail Federation says their calculation of retail sales, which does not include cars, gas stations, restaurants, it focuses on the core retail department stores, the mom-and-pop stores, the big stores, Macy's, you know, places like that, Bob's and the furniture stores and Dick's and, you know, whatever else in that consumer spending department. So retail sales grew 0.6% over the month before and 2% over last year. But yet these knuckleheads at the Fed continue to want to raise the interest rate so that it slows down inflation so they can get it to some artificial number like 2%. To what goal? To what end? How long does it take to ruin the economy? Ask these guys, because they're well on the way. I have a beef, and I've been talking about it off and on this morning, about borrowing money from my small bank that I've done business with all my life, been loyal to them. I don't have any money to lend. And so where does the small businessman? Of course it is.
Yes.
Especially for they've built their reputation on. They have three offices. They've helped out every small business in the area. And this is a time when small business people, we don't have deep pockets. We don't have lots of cash on hand. It takes money to run our business, and we invest our money in our business. So when there isn't money around to be spent by consumers to keep the business going, you got to borrow a little bit of money, which you pay back when things rebound. But if you can't borrow the money, what's the government telling you? Do they even know what they're doing? Unless there's suicidal or something else is going on that we're not smart enough to figure out. And frankly, after that AI hearing yesterday, I'm not so sure there's anybody down there that's that smart. Frankly. Anyway.
It's a scary thought. It's just, there's no other way to say it. It is, starts to make you think that a lot of back in the day when people would be doomsday preppers and it's like, oh, what are you doing? And now it's kind of like, okay, maybe you are onto something.
Yeah. Well, it's not smart. It's not good. It's not helpful. I don't know. I just see the silly arguing that's going on over the budget. Yeah. All right. Here's the story of a Texas mother who's celebrating today. Her name is Emily Williams. She learned she was pregnant with her second child a year ago. She was undergoing in vitro fertilization treatments at the time. 1 month after she got pregnant, she discovered she had a lump in her breast. And then doctors told her that she had breast cancer. She said, when I was first diagnosed, I think, what a scary part for me. This is a scary way. And I'm trying to get pregnant. She actually was pregnant
at that point, yes.
Yeah. So then, go ahead, Jay.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's one of those things where it's scary because you want to be okay for your child who is just born, but also dealing with something like this, the breast cancer, having to go through chemo while you're pregnant, terrified for your child
who is
still growing while all of this other stuff is going to be happening to your body.
So apparently she had a good delivery, and now the child's a couple of months old, and they're doing A-OK, looks like, anyway. Look at social media posts. For Mother's Day, she raised $6,000 for the American Institute for Cancer Research, trying to help out others who are going through the same thing. So think about this. Think about how fortunate she is, how thankful she is, and she's expressing her thanks. So think about something like that with you, right? There must be something in your life that you can start the day being thankful for this, that, or the other thing. I started by being thankful for being here with Jay, thankful that I have the opportunity to share time with you every day. Think about my grandchildren or my children, my dog, my farm. There's so much stuff to be thankful for. Even though there are a lot of boobs in the world, are my friends, people that I take care of or take care of me, you know, whether it's taking care of your body is not mundane, is it? I mean, what do you have if you don't have a healthy body? I'm fortunate to have a very good physical therapist who knows what to do, and one of those things when you go into the office and she knows what's going on before you tell her?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right?
And having a healthy body, but also a healthy relationship with your body.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, let's get some takeaways from the election. There were three states that had elections yesterday. A Trump-backed candidate defeated Ron DeSantis' choice in Kentucky. What the hell does Ron, what do either one of them know or have to do with Kentucky, right? I mean, why is that the template for success?
I know Ron DeSantis back. Donald Trump always comes into the focus of whether or not he supports this person or this person supports him or is a naysayer of him or whatnot. Now DeSantis is getting into the mix of, well, the story doesn't actually involve DeSantis other than the fact that DeSantis supported
this person. Who cares? Don't you have a mind of your own?
Uh-huh.
What do you give a darn about whether Trump? What are the issues? Why is this person running? What qualifies him or her to represent you in whatever the race is? Again, the elections were in Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Florida. And so Trump still has a grip, it would seem, on the base anyway. And they're... is when you look at the results here, I would say I would conclude the Democrats have a pretty strong hold on suburban areas, among some other things. So I don't, you know, this is Daniel Cameron, by the way, who prevailed over former U.N. Ambassador Kelly Craft for the governorship in Kentucky. And once again, what does Trump know about Kentucky and who cares? And what is DeSantis? Come on.
Who cares? Well, it also goes with people just blindly following. If you are enough of a supporter of a certain person, then anyone they like, you like. Anyone they dislike, you dislike, without doing your own research and making up your mind for yourself.
Yeah. So the DeSantis pick in Jacksonville for the mayor's race lost. There's a big upset for DeSantis, who's nothing but a bumbling BSer, and for, you know, just, we're back to the best, huh? Where are the best people? Democrats had a big victory in Philadelphia. Excuse me. The issue was abortion. And what do you think they're going to do in Philadelphia? Right, who are they going to vote for? And the headline isn't about the person and the qualifications. Again, this is my beef with all of you who think Trump is some kind of a damn god. You know, it's, and why does that affect the the election? I don't know. It was a pretty good night for the Democrats, actually, when you look over it. And that's partially because there's such animosity aimed at the way Trump conducts himself and what the Republicans are making, you know, where their stands are. This is a closely watched race down in Pennsylvania. Heather Boyd beat Katie Ford. Heather was a Dem, Katie a Republican. This is a special election for the Pennsylvania State House seat outside of Philadelphia. And so this was they're like 50-50 there, and it was for the control of the House of Representatives in the state of Pennsylvania. A lot of focus on abortion issues, LGBTQ issues, that kind of stuff. Let's see here. Her name was Sherelle Parker. She'd been a city council member in Philadelphia. She campaigned on hiring more police. So let's see, what else have we got here? North Carolina's Republican-led legislature approved a 12-week abortion ban. So isn't that, that's been in court, that's all over the place. So there,
it is,
in court, it's in the election. Yeah, it's, how much time are we spending on that? And ignoring things like AI, things that are really, not that abortion is important, but we kind of already have been there and done that, right? So.
Yeah, with a lot of the topics, anyway. Nothing gets done. It's just more and more arguing. And arguing almost surface level stuff, not the deeper issues.
Superficial. Yep. Okay. The IRS is after Hunter Biden, or at least they were, for some strange reason. The probe that alleged that Hunter Biden is basically a crook. The IRS has mysteriously removed the investigative team looking into Hunter Biden. What a shock. Can't imagine how that would happen, right, with his father being president and all. That must be just a coincidence. He's a crook through and through. Mm-hmm. So there's an IRS whistleblower who's they haven't been able to shut up. So he talked about the Biden administration, quote-unquote, mishandling the investigation into the president's son. Really? You think?
But also, it's such a bad look if all of this is happening during a sitting president. So once Biden is no longer in office, then what will really come out about everything?
It's just,
if there is, allegedly, hand-quote.
Yeah, it's just so many crooks. There's so much money involved in all this stuff. So crooked. Now, the attorney, the U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, who's a lady named Rachelle Rollins, she's gotten into trouble for pretty much the same thing. She was a crook before she was appointed to the job. Now she has to resign because the Justice Department looked into her background and what she was doing before she was the attorney. And this is another example of them putting people into office that they never should have put there. So imagine how they're making decisions about stuff. If something like this that was so obvious that this woman was not a good choice, and now 2 years in she has to resign because she's been accused of all kinds of things that she's obviously guilty of. It's 18 after the hour.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a couple of items from the celebrity news and thus the social media trending department. This is something I've been on the edge of my seat about for a long time, Jay. Who's going to win the Golden Bachelor, right? The dating series for seniors on ABC. Yep, it's going to be on. It's going to be a summer replacement show, and we're going to find out who these old hags are going to hang around with. That'll be some very...
Oh, exciting. Lovely put. That's the tagline for the show.
Check out who the old hags are going to be in the Bachelor Nation. So maybe I could probably be one of the people.
I'm kind of wondering how we even missed out on this.
I don't know. You want to submit my name for consideration? It'd be interesting to see what goes on in that circumstance. All right, I have some updates on Martha Stewart and the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover. It's not all peaches and cream, it would seem. We'll talk about that after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So Martha Stewart was asked in January if she wanted to be on the Sports Illustrated cover, and she said, huh? So she had a couple of months to get ready for the swimsuit cover, and so lots of people are talking, this is so superficial. It's kind of interesting because there's certainly a lot of Sports Illustrated is almost becoming irrelevant. So now lots of people are talking about Sports Illustrated. They already have sold twice the number of issues they normally do for a month. People want to see what 81-year-old Martha Stewart looks like without a lot of clothes on. She said she got sprayed with that spray tan stuff that Trump uses. Let's see here.
Gives that little bit of a glow.
I guess so, right. She's still, by the way, a lot of television. She's up for 3 daytime Emmys.
Yeah. She's busy. She's
very busy.
And we've already been getting some content from her social media that are also kind of, they've been called thirst traps.
Yeah.
Where she's in the pool and everything. So Sports Illustrated just seemed like the next best step.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's the oldest. I guess that doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure out. But under the surface, she was, when she was young, she was pretty sexy, and she tried out to be a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model and didn't make the cut.
Well, she was probably too clean cut for that.
Maybe.
I'm really she had this image prior to going to prison that prison really just altered. And like we've discussed, I feel like this week, she didn't have the same downfall that a lot of other celebrities who have gone to prison had.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, go get it. I also feel like, what's her name? Helen Mirren.
Oh yeah, she'd be good too.
Snatched. She would be good for them.
Yeah, she's very sexy, I think, frankly. Anyway, so Martha Stewart, she's had some work done on her face. You can see that, but she's she's okay. And one of the things that has happened though are people who are younger girls, especially, are asking questions about why Sports Illustrated would pick somebody who's irrelevant. Huh? There are very few people that are more relevant than Martha Stewart, frankly. So I think you should take those words, ladies, and put them someplace else. 28.
Down.
Yeah, exactly. Sit down and be quiet. 28 after.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday. Agreeing a default is not going to happen. Republican Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
And this president to reach a deal, that's how all these things have happened in the past, and it's Biden being late to the game and playing around with this that has brought us to this point.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer after yesterday's meeting in Washington.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has won the state's Republican gubernatorial primary and will face incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in the November general election. Cameron came out on top in a crowded field of 12 Republican candidates. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to know your thoughts? Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no printing cash. If you don't learn that you deserve, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Don't do that.
Just finish cleaning up your room.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your
Let's move from the swimsuit edition to something else. All right, here's a good thought for those of you who are looking for one. From Jay and Doug on the Good Day program. In nature, nothing exists alone. Right? You can't live without something that helps you to live. You got to have some way to live, survive. Food, right? Atmosphere, something that is that's going to allow you to survive.
Other organisms. Yeah.
Exactly. Imagine that you're a platypus.
Okay.
James, do you know what a platypus is?
Yeah, yeah. There was one on a kid's show we used to watch, Phineas and Ferb.
Really?
Yeah, Perry the Platypus.
Perry the Platypus.
Yeah.
Was it a real platypus or was it...
No, this was a cartoon. This was a cartoon, yeah.
Okay, but at least you know what it is, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's a step in the right direction.
There you go.
So there is no other mammal alive that is like a platypus. They're only found in one place. It has lived in this one place for a long time. It's the oldest living being in Australia. And apparently there are four of them that were released into the wild in the national parks there. And the platypus, what do you call them? What's the plural of platypus? Platypi?
That's platypi, it. I believe.
A platypi. Say that 100 times.
Yes.
So anyway, they're doing just fine, thank you, because they've learned how to adapt to their surroundings. And they eat what's available. And I think that's, listen, we all have to, I think there's something about that survival that we all ought to take a lesson from. We all have our special foods, if you will, things that make us thrive. And I'm not just talking about the stuff we put in our body. There's food for your brain, for your mind, that's important for you to have as well. And thus I meander into this story this morning about CTE and soccer players, and once again, the focus on what happens when a ball hits your head going 40 miles an hour. Nothing good comes of this, and proof of the damage to brains of soccer players has come about with the story of Jimmy Fryett. But it's not just him, but the whole idea of soccer. Now, this guy played for 18 years in the North American Soccer League, one of the four former professional soccer players diagnosed with CTE. It's called chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I was close to that. This is from the Concussion Legacy Foundation, looking into what's happening. See, it's gone from football to soccer.
Well, and we've seen this a bunch with football. It's been discussed in hockey and rugby, and soccer is now taking notice of it. But CTE, it can only be hypothesized during life, and a lot of times people are diagnosed with other things, yeah, other degenerative brain diseases, and it's not until they die, because you cannot diagnose CTE until the person is dead. So they need to start figuring out how to more so identify this, diagnose it before, yeah, death.
Yeah. And if you're playing football, this is back again. There's a whole big thing in Boston here. Both the Boston papers, the Globe and the Herald, have a thing today. The results of a study at Boston University that has a center for this. They're studying brains, and the information that they're getting is coming from my friend's company out in Denver, Seriscan, run by a fellow named John Kelly, the company was hired by the National Football League to examine the brains of football players. And they had like 3,400 or 3,700 brains in their database, looking at what happens to them at certain points along their career. And nothing in there is good. So they've studied men and women who've been in the service. The government hired them to study the brains of people who were close to explosions and what that did to their brains. And then now they're looking at soccer players. High-profile stuff here. And so there's a way of playing soccer that doesn't involve your head. You could use your shoulders and stuff, right? The same thing is you don't have to hit people. You don't have to have concussions playing football. Although I'm sure that the masses wouldn't like it unless somebody was getting the hell beat out of them by somebody else on the other side.
But the thing is you're not supposed to be hit in the head. Helmet to helmet is a rule violation, and it is against the rules to do all of that stuff. They try to safeguard, but when you have bodies flying at certain speeds,
yep,
you are not always in control. Mm-hmm. I've had numerous concussions from soccer, but it was all indoor soccer, not from heading the ball, but from being body checked into the walls.
Yeah. Well, I've had my share brought about by activity on the farm as much as anything else. My son had three concussions, and I pulled him out of playing high school football. There are a number of people, though, in terms of soccer, who have died, and then there are some around who have very severe cases of CTE. So something that we really need to be aware of, thinking about, if you will. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's Wednesday. Time for a visit from Uri Geller. His perch is in a beautiful part of Tel Aviv, which is a beautiful part of Israel, which is a beautiful part of the world. And I thought we would talk to Uri about intuition as we have experienced Trust Your Intuition Day. When did you first become aware of the way to use your intuitive powers, Uri? What if I said, will you define intuition, how would you define it?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, on my new book, Uri Geller, Learn How to Douse, I say, you know, that the most powerful tool in the universe is your intuition. And intuition, I believe, is a part of your psychic powers, psychic energies, remote viewing. It's a gut feeling. A lot of people do not use the word intuition. They use the word gut feeling. And what it is, it's simply you are letting your mind go through space and time, and you bring back information. Some people bring back information from the past, from the future. It's really incredible, and it turns into a word called intuition. So it's something that you have to follow. I listen to my intuition,
mm-hmm.
and I know that most of the time my intuitive thoughts are correct. And since I was a child, I always believed in my intuition. My intuition told me that I've got to push myself into the world. I've got to think of success. I want to, you know, because I came from a very poor family, I wanted to enrich myself. And I used my intuitive forces to be successful, you know, together with other mantras and affirmations. And basically, it worked for me. It's like if you send a positive intuitive message to the universe, it'll come back to you as long as it's positive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think negative, because then you will send your negative intuitive thoughts to the universe, and the universe doesn't know between good and bad. It's just going to turn it back to you, towards you. So my advice, use your intuition in a positive manner, and then, wow, positive things are going to start working for you.
So I see, I'm looking into the background of the word, came from the Latin, first used by Sigmund Freud, who said knowledge could only be gotten through the intellectual manipulation of carefully made observations. You come from the Freud family. This is probably not the first time you heard that, right?
Absolutely. And intuition has a lot to do with you know, with your subconscious. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew this, but your subconscious mind, Doug, does not recognize negative. It's amazing.
I didn't know that.
Say, you know, if you say, don't shut yourself off to new opportunities. Use your mind power. Use your intuitive forces. Because all your mind hears is shut yourself off. Instead, say, I'm open to new opportunities. I'm open for intuitive forces to work for me. If that makes sense to you.
Yeah, well, what makes sense to me is understanding, and sort of what you're saying, I think, if I interpreted correctly, is that we all have intuition. We all have gut instinct, if you will. It's how you use it, how your mind uses it, and whether you know it or not, you've got it. The more you use it, the more you can learn, and the more positive effect. That's what I'm getting out of what you've said the last couple of minutes here.
Yes, and you sometimes have to use verbal methods, like the affirmation could be verbal. You can think of affirmations, but I prefer to say them out loud. Affirmations are basically a mixture of a mission statement. That's what it is, a mission statement, a belief statement, and a commitment statement. You want to be committed to something positive that you want to come into your life. And when you set it up correctly, they become or they are motivational and they act to refocus you when you drift off course. And we do that all the time.
Yeah,
every day
we do.
Kind of mini drift off our course, off our missions. We get involved with stress and anxiety. We create fears that don't even happen yet. You know, you cross the bridge when it happens, but now don't make up negative stuff about yourself and about your work and about your future. Always stay positive.
You know, that reminds me of the Monty Python song, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Yeah. And so in this, what I also get out of this is understanding the two parts of the brain, conscious and subconscious, and how the subconscious, maybe the practical application, get to the fork in the road and listen to your intuition. You're supposed to take the left fork or the right fork. It's an intuitive thing. That is, you know, if you have to make a fast decision in some situation, you trust your intuition. You got to make it. It's like a muscle. Use it.
Exactly. This is why I say, you know, I give good reasons for doing them verbally and loudly, saying, hearing, or writing the positive affirmation repeatedly. You have to repeat it. You embed it into your brain as a truth. This is very important. And they help us kind of train this intuitive feeling, help us train our mind to think that nothing is impossible. And,
wow.
And it also does helps, and this is the best, you know, the best advice I can give you, is that it helps you also to remove negative thoughts.
Barry's book, Learn to Douse Using Your Intuition, available at Amazon. You can find out what else is going on with Uri by going to his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Check out that museum. Fascinating place. That was one of the most, it'll be the most important, one of the most important things I've done in the last year or so. Also, you can join a lot of the people that are becoming citizens of Uri's Island. You can check that out as well and become a citizen at URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you
so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Aha! Dun 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 dun. You notice that all of the cable channels have been playing all the old Indiana Jones movies, sort of ramping up to the release of the new Indiana Jones movie, which has a lot going for it, it would seem. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments brought to you in part by Progressive. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach. They have an easy-to-use mobile app that you can find at ProgressiveCommercial.com. All right, so why are we playing Indiana Jones as if it wasn't obvious that it's right around the corner?
Yeah, the new one comes out June 2nd, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I just read yesterday the running time, 2 hours, 24 minutes, which is the longest Indiana Jones ever. First two, actually, Raiders was under 2 hours. I believe Temple of Doom, a minute under.
Yeah.
The last one was the longest, but not as long as this one.
All right, so what do we have? Lots of we got Furious 7 or whatever. What's it called?
Furious 10.
All right, that's
which comes out this Thursday night. It's
right.
Doing tracking around a $300 million worldwide opening. That's solid. This franchise is very successful, no matter how bombastic it gets, and it gets just over the top.
It gets silly, but it's fun.
But people like it, and it does right. have that family type feel that connects with its core audience. I got one other thing, Transformers Rise of the Beast, which come out June 9th, tracking pretty badly. Now,
really?
I mean,
people are
tracking,
sick of that crap.
No,
who wants to see that crap?
Well, here's the thing. I like the first one with Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox, and then the rest of them, not so much. And I mean, Bumblebee was good, but a lot of them have not been good. They spend a lot, this $200 million production. I'm sure worldwide he's going to get his money back, but at least initially tracking is not.
So there's a new movie with Gerard Butler that'll be probably pretty much him and his usual stuff, right? Called Kandahar.
I would argue he's carved out a very interesting niche.
Oh yes,
sort of a little bit like what Liam Neeson has done.
Yeah,
He gets foreign independent backing for a lot of his action stuff. that he does. Some of it's good, some of it's bad, but he has an appeal. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, exactly. What's BlackBerry? That's the story about the making of the BlackBerry, right? I would think that would be kind of a dull subject, but looks like...
I'm not that familiar with it. Is it a streaming film or theatrical?
No, it's a theatrical film. I'm looking at the things
by
that
the way, did you see the trailer
here
to Oppenheimer, Chris?
I have.
Good.
Yeah, that's
really good. That was shot with IMAX. It's going to be interesting because that's going for a very diverse audience of more sophisticated moviegoers along with, you know, people, because it's a big movie. It's a character-driven historical storyline, but it's with film with IMAX cameras. So I'm going to try to appeal to a lot of different people. It's a really interesting barometer film when that comes out in theaters in the next few months.
Johnny Depp got a 7-minute standing ovation at Cannes.
Well, what
yesterday
else is new? I mean, if they don't stand for at least 6 minutes in Cannes, something's wrong. I mean, you'll never get a good release. Listen, if they screen a movie and the movie's terrible, they'll stand for 5 minutes. So you can't get a barometer at Cannes.
The day before, Jackie Chan got the same reaction as the announcement was made that he signed.
You guys had a great career, Jackie.
He's going to do another sequel to A Legend. Here's a guy who has been the backbone of the Chinese film industry.
No doubt.
Doesn't speak English, learns his lines, and that's, you know, he's been able to chop his way through lots of movies.
I mean, he hit big in the States with the Rush Hour franchise,
right,
with Chris Tucker, became even bigger internationally, but still doing movies internationally that do very well at the box office.
He's 69 years old and still jumping around. Around. Yep. There
he
you
also
go.
Did a really good All job, right. I thought, in the Karate Kid reboot.
Yeah.
In the Miyagi role, different name, but he did a good job.
Chuck Curry at 59 past the hour.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.